On Purdue University Week, can you increase your empathy? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Monica Miller, clinical associate professor at Purdue University, explores whether you're born with empathy or if it's an ability you can learn.
Empathy is defined as the ability to place oneself in another's shoes. This ability allows for emotional connections with other people and an understanding of how they experience the world differently from you. This social skill is becoming more essential for graduates due to the increased globalization of many work environments. In the past, it was thought empathy was something people were just born with. However, recent research has demonstrated that, in fact, empathy is an ability that can be learned by most people. In a recent honors course I taught at Purdue with fellow pharmacist and faculty member Ellen Shellhaus, students made marked progress in developing empathy, which is a complex learning process because it requires several related skill sets. To have the ability to express empathy, we must also learn self-awareness, demonstrate curiosity of others, and practice openness and emotional regulation. In classes where empathy is being taught, students are often surveyed using one of several different empathy scales to identify their ability to empathize prior to class. This information is then used to inform the instructor of the individual needs and skills of each student, thus allowing course content and assignments to meet the learners where they are. Empathy can be taught through role-playing activities or simulations coupled with reading, outside classwork, and reflections or debriefs. During the simulation, students will at some point play a cultural role that is different from their own. This is done very intentionally to help students gain more awareness of both themselves and others. While simulations are valuable, the key to developing empathy is actually the wrap-up, which should be guided reflection or debriefing. Research has identified the act of reflecting on an activity, not simply participating in an activity, is what helps ensure continued development and growth of these skills.
That was Monica Miller of Purdue University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.